Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are beginning this week a new chapter, Perek Lamed Aleph, chapter 31. And as always, to begin with an introduction to the context of the Perek, what the theme is, what it's about, and what to expect in the Pesukim that we're going to study to follow. And this week, what I want to do really is give a real background to the Perek, because similar to Perek Lamed, chapter 30, the last Perek that we discussed, relevant to Hanukkah, one of the questions we raised was that if in fact, as some point out, and we had a machlokas what it was about, but if some pointed out that the entire chapter, chapter 30, Perek Lamed, was about the Beis HaMikdash, you don't find any psukim in the chapter that supports that idea. And so Rav Hirsch and others give some beautiful insights into how we can understand the Perek that doesn't mention the Beis HaMikdash really besides the very first pasuk, in relevance to the Beis HaMikdash. This chapter is similar in the sense that if you look at the Sforno, the Radak, and many others, and actually what's unique is there's very little machlokas in terms of what the Perek's about, they write that the chapter is about, it's describing Hashem's protection of David HaMelech when he was running away, fleeing from Shaul HaMelech. That seems to be the agreed-upon theme of the chapter. The problem is, again, similar to Perek Lamed, this Perek Lamed Aleph also, although of course that's a very plausible explanation, historically it could fit, but there's nowhere in any pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph that you see any hint, reference, anything really about Shaul HaMelech or about the particular situation he found himself in. So you have to wonder how these Mefarshim knew that this chapter was indeed about his fleeing from Shaul HaMelech. And so I want to read today together in a few moments the Malbim. The Malbim really takes this question and runs with it, but in order to understand the question, we have to first go back and review two Prakim in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And I always like to say we started the entire project 2 years ago plus after Sukkot with the goal that during COVID we were saying so much Tehillim, and I myself personally didn't understand the words I was saying, the definitions. I speak Hebrew, Baruch Hashem, fluently. I know and understand what I'm davening. The words, I understand. But the references, what they were about, were hard to relate to. And so we began with the goal, the lofty goal, to try to figure out the themes of each perek, to know what we're addressing and what the purpose and goal of each perek really is. And the Malbim here gives us from Sefer Shmuel, Perek, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel, the background to understanding why indeed, even though there's no pasuk that spells it out for us, this chapter is very much about the episodes of Shaul and fleeing from Shaul HaMelech. And here's the background the Malbim gives. The backdrop is in Sefer Shmuel, Perek, Shmuel Aleph, Perek, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel, we read about Gad HaNavi. And Gad HaNavi tells David, after he hears about the plans of Shaul, to flee to Eretz Yehuda, to go to Eretz Yehuda. And David, while he's there, hears that the Plishtim are planning an attack on a place called Keilah. Now, why is that important? Because Shaul HaMelech, when he heard that Novi Ir HaKohanim had support to give him food and shelter to David on the run, he was so incensed by that. As we know, he decimated the city with only one remaining survivor. And David HaMelech felt terribly guilty because it was at his expense that Nov was killed. And if Shaul HaMelech had been in proper king form, I would say, so the Plishtim never would attack because such a formidable opponent, they never would have the audacity, the gall to attack. But because Shaul has turned his entire attention to David HaMelech, anybody who attacks now, we in the global, we call Yisrael, were at a very precarious point. There was nobody on the front line, so to speak, because Shaul turned all his efforts in his challenges to finding and punishing David HaMelech. And so the Urim Betumim, which again, Machloka is not for now to discuss whether it's the actual Urim Betumim from the Mishkan, from the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe there's different versions maybe where they could create their own Urim Betumim in certain cases that was from the original. But either way, the only remaining son of Achimelech after Shaul is killed brings the Urim Betumim with him to David. And David wants to ask what he should do in terms of defending the people of Keilah. And the Urim and Thummim advises that David, in fact, should defend them. He should defend Keilah. And so what happens? David HaMelech gathers together his troops, and he decimates, he destroys the attackers, destroys the Plishtim. Here's the problem. After David HaMelech asked this question of the Urim and Thummim, and gave a good answer, and he did the right thing, he follows up with a second question. And Navi tells us, this goes on to Perek Chav Gimel in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And he asks, if the people of Keilah were brave enough, he just defended them and saved their lives, are they going to protect him from Shaul? And I guess to his shock, and you can read the Navi and the Mefarshim there for how this works, it's actually a very sad commentary on people and history, it answered no. That even though he had just risked his life and defended them from attack by the Plishtim, the people of Keilah were not, in fact, brave enough to stand up to Shaul HaMelech and hide or protect David against the attacks and against the pursuing Shaul HaMelech. And so what's he going to do? And so he runs to the forest. He runs to a wooded area. And even there in the wooded area, the Navi tells us in Perek Chav Gimel that the Zifim not just don't defend him, they go to Shaul HaMelech. They rat him out. They actively rat out David HaMelech. A very, very sad scenario. Hashem, with no protection for David, steps in and protects David from being attacked. So what happens? In this vein, he composes chapter Laman Aleph, Perek Chav Gimel, Laman Aleph, chapter 31, to thank Hashem for protection. Why? This chapter specifically, Laman Aleph 31, thanks Hashem for protection even when people give him up, even when people who he thought he could rely on. Forget, you know, Nov certainly did so, but the people of Keilah who he risked his life for wouldn't even defend him. When all else fails, people, humankind, sadly, does not have the backbone to do the right thing. The only being, the only person that could be relied upon for protection is Hashem. And that's the theme of the parak. So in order to understand the parak, you have to first understand what led him to compose such a parak, which is this story that he felt. And now when you look back, what's most amazing I find about these backdrops, and that's what the Malbim really suggests, and how this parak relates to that story of Shaul attacking and chasing after David, now that we understand, the Malbim says that that's the reason, that's the motivation for the Perek. When you read the Perek, what's most amazing is you can then see how the Pesukim certainly unfold. For example, Pasuk Beis, Becha Hashem Chasisi, in you I find shelter, I have put my hope in you. Hatilini Hayeli, Lesur Ma'oz Leves Mesudos, become a shelter for me. Sali Mitzvah Asiyata, you're my rock and my covering, my protection. Totsiini Miresha Zu, take me out of this entrapment. Agila V'esmecha B'chasdecha, I'll rejoice and be happy with your kindness. Keep going. Mikol Sarai Hayisi Cherpaf, everybody, my Shechinai Ma'od Ufachal Miyadi, people who know me, I was scared. Nishkachti commenced me leave. I was forgotten from people's hearts, you know, like a dead person. Vani, Pasuk Tezva, Vani Alecha Vatachti Hashem, Amarti Elohayata, and only on you I relied upon, I trusted Hashem. Now when you look back with this Malbim and the backdrop of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chavez and Chav Gimel, you can now appreciate and really find so inspiring what motivated such a writing of this Perek, and now it takes on a whole new meaning in terms of how we understand the words of this Perek. And that's the goal, to express thanks to Hashem for being the only person that we can rely on when all else fails and people abandon us. With that in mind, Mir Hashem will begin next week to discuss the individual psukim and the parts of the parak that are most poignant. Wishing all of you a wonderful, warm, and meaningful day, and God willing, see you next week.